On today's episode, we have another edition of our Capture the Basics series, and this one is all about Disney transportation. This is episode 246 of the Capture the Magic podcast. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. My name is Jared Lee, and I am joined, as usual, by my lovely, lovely wife, Mrs. Jamie Lee. So, Jamie, how are you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking, sir.
It's always weird when you call me sir.
Sir Jared, like, I'm gonna knight you.
I mean, if we're not that I give much credence to that sort of thing, but if I was gonna be knighted, it'd be kind of a cool thing to have on the, a feather in your cap.
Don't give it credence, but it would be cool, really.
No, like, because I think when you're knighted, like, people have to call you sir. Like,
yeah.
Like, I would be
sir or dame.
Yeah. From now on, I would be Sir Jared Lee. Like, that would be kind of a, I'd be like, Jared Lee, it's Sir Jared Lee. And they'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Like, or you'd be like, sorry, I can't hear you when you don't call me sir.
Right.
And just turn away.
I feel like it'd be nice to have that as a power play. Like, you just put it on business cards, like, Sir Jared Lee. Like, yeah, I was knighted. And
so prestigious.
Yeah. I mean, immediate, I'll see what I can do. See
if Wow.
I have a feeling after my words about the queen, probably not going to happen anytime soon. But you never know. Who knows? But so has anything exciting been going on this week? We're recording this on a Sunday, so we've had a little bit, most of our weekend already.
The exciting? I mean, I don't think so. I have not put up Christmas decorations yet. I keep meaning to do it.
How dare you?
And I don't know. Having two small kids, it's kind of hard to...
Will this be the earliest we've ever put them up?
No.
Oh, it's not.
Wait, maybe. Oh, I don't know.
I thought we always waited until Thanksgiving. Because I've kind of...
Well, you've kind of... Yeah, you don't like...
I've kind of given up a little bit on that. I feel like it's one of those fights I'm just like... I'm not that... Yeah. I mean, the problem is, it would be one thing if I like hated Christmas, but I love Christmas. I just like... Yeah. Like, I'm basically telling Christmas to hold the line, and it's like, no, let's go. And it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I still will enjoy Thanksgiving.
I don't know. It's, it's mid-November, and I feel like that's an okay time to start putting up decorations. I know some people are, like you said, are very adamant, like, you have to wait until after Thanksgiving.
I mean, as a former Christmas absolutist, I used to be in that camp, but I've just now embraced. I'm like, you know what? Do Christmas. Enjoy. Like, I wish there was a way, and maybe people do this, but like Christmas and Thanksgiving in the theming, but I feel like Christmas is a winter thing and Thanksgiving is a fall thing. So those two things really don't like mesh together very well.
Yeah. Okay.
It also could be because we have a Disney podcast and Disney literally is like, Halloween's over, Christmas.
Exactly. Like,
it's kind of hard to get around that. It's like, well,
like
it's
Thanksgiving,
not,
we don't care.
It's not time for Christmas, Disney. Like, oh yeah, it is, buddy. Just like how summertime, it's ready for Halloween. Let's go.
Oh yeah. Gosh.
I did. So I put this out in the group, and a couple people say they were interested in this. I don't know. I've been playing a little bit of the Fallen Jedi new video game that came out, since it is Disney related now. I actually forgot it was coming out until. In my head, most games, I swear, used to come out really closer to Christmas, but now a bunch of them came out recently. So I've been playing that a little bit. So far, it would make a really good movie, because the game takes place after the original trilogy and before like Force Awakens.
Okay.
And there's a couple of characters in there from Rogue One. So it's in that same time period. It's after like the Purge, and you're like one of the only Jedi left, and you're trying to reassemble the... Jedi Order, essentially. So I'm not very far into it, but it's better. It's an EA game, which if you've ever played a game, EA is kind of they're not the best. But this one is so far it's not the best game I've ever played, but it's pretty good.
Okay.
So there's that. I'll let you know when I beat it in 3 years how it went. So
it will take that long.
It's not like when I was in my 20s I could go through a game in like a couple of days, but. Like got more responsibilities now. It's a little harder, but
that's crazy. You it's normal. You're just a college kid, You have a lot.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, that's all I've got. So before today, we're going to resume our Capture the Basics series. And for those who aren't sure what these are, essentially, you know, a lot of new people come into the podcast, and you know, they don't even know certain really basics of like a lot of people who go to Disney a lot may take for granted. So we've just created this series for basic people to go back and be able to reference. Mm-hmm. So today we're going to cover transportation, including Magical Express, because we do get a lot of questions, and there are some even people that go to Disney a lot that there's little caveats that they're not even aware of. So that's what we're going to talk about today. But before we do that, I want to remind you to check out some of the other shows on the Capture Magic Network. We have the Diz Dudes, which is every Wednesday, but we also do a live stream of that show into Club 32 every Monday, about 4:35 p.m. Eastern time there. So, or excuse me, that's Central time. So Eastern time, I believe it would be like 5:36.
Yes.
I always get that messed up.
Yes.
And if those are fun. So we get in there and chat with the group, and they contribute to the episodes. And if you want to be a part of that, you can go to ctmvip.com. Plus you get early access to things like Trip Tales, which Jamie has going twice a month now. Mm-hmm. And we also have on the network Main Street Magic podcast with Jeremy and Rhonda every Tuesday and Thursday currently. And CT Meta Movies is a Club 32 exclusive. So if you join Club 32, you get all of those. And we just did a Hobbs and Shaw that should be available on the private podcast feed that we have set up now as well for members here very soon. And you can check out News Now. We have our own news, ctmnetwork.news. So you can see all the latest Disney news. And if you have not subscribed to the podcast or left us a review, we'd please ask you to do so. It helps us continue to grow the show. And the shirts are also on sale, the new Christmas release. I just want to mention those, ctmshirts.com. And we will do a Black Friday sale. So we'll get some teasers out for that. So yeah, be on the lookout for that. So, yeah. But if you can check out all the latest ones, ctmshirts.com. Okay. Let's get to Capture the Basics.
Okay.
So we explain what it is. So we're just going to talk about all the transportation options you have when you're at Disney World.
Pretty much.
Besides hang gliding. Hang gliding. We're not going to do that one.
Hand gliding?
Yeah. Is it hand gliding or hang gliding?
It's hang gliding. That's what I thought. You're hang on the glider.
That sounds terrifying. Why would anybody do that? Okay. I don't know why that came to my mind. So we're going to go over once. So we're going to go over six options, correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah. More or less, yes.
So what are those options, Jamie?
Well, you've got buses. You've got boats and ferries. You've got monorail. You've got the gondolas, the Skyliner. You've got cars. And I said car rentals or Lyft or Uber. And the minivans.
And cars also considering would be your own mode of transportation if you chose, but this one's not covering that.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That can fall in the kind of the same categories, car rentals, because it's basically the same rules.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go to the ever lovely and most magical part of Disney World, which is the buses.
The buses.
And if you couldn't tell, I'm being a little bit sarcastic.
Yes. The buses, which is Jared's least favorite option, and it's the least fancy.
It may not be my least favorite. I think the gondola potentially could be the least favorite.
Well, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but yeah. I'm just going on a hunch.
Well, he doesn't care for them. I mean, really, I mean, if I were being honest and thinking about it, like, yeah, I don't really like the buses either, but we'll talk about it. Yeah,
they are what they are.
Yes.
You know.
They're the least fancy option, I guess, but they can be fairly reliable. You know, there's not a lot of breakdowns. You know, you're going to get there on a bus more likely than you might get on a monorail, because monorail breaks down all the time. But we'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
All Disney Resort hotels have bus transportation available to the parks, Disney Springs, Transportation Ticket Center, Wild World of Sports, and the water parks, of course.
But. Yes.
Some of the resorts have multiple bus stops at the location, and some only have one. Like Coronado Springs has four or five stops. Caribbean Beach has like a ton.
Old Key West has a ton.
And they're internal stops. Like you stop at one bus stop within the resort, and then you go to the next one, depending on what section you're in.
Which can add up. I mean, if you're one of the first stops, I mean, you could essentially be on your bus for 15 to 20 minutes before you're even out of the resort.
Exactly.
So, yeah. You know, that's something to keep in mind.
Like, but there's only one for Polynesian. So, you know, that just kind of, it just kind of varies depending on what resort you're in. It is convenient to use most of the time. But the caveat thing with that is Disney likes to fill them up real, they like to pack them in. So if you're a guy like Jared, you're probably going to stand a lot.
If you have courtesy.
If you're courteous.
I have seen some other gentlemen that don't stand, and they we shan't name them, but I basically when we ride a bus, I understand, like, I'm going to hold the stroller. I'm also going to be standing, and then I'm going to have some guy within 4 inches of me breathing at me.
That's true. Speaking of strollers, if you have a stroller, it has to be folded up. You can't leave it up like it usually is. But you have to hold it up. But especially at the beginning and the end of the day is when they're really packed full. And I don't know how many people you can fit in those buses. What would you say?
Well, they've got those double ones now.
They've got the double-decker buses. But like the extension thing. Yeah.
I mean, you're probably talking... I'm really bad when it comes to stuff like that. I'm guesstimating. My guess would be...
100?
I don't think you're going to get 100 people. I was thinking in the 50 to 60 range.
Okay, somewhere in there.
I don't believe it's
probably somewhere between 50 and 100, probably.
Yeah, I think the double ones, you could probably get 100.
Yeah, but the thing with the buses is, you know, they just, if they need more bus drivers, they just hire more bus drivers and have more buses. There's a huge bus fleet. I don't even know how many they have.
Well, they've been adding to it as well. I don't think they have thousands of buses, but hundreds. They have a lot. They have lots of buses.
Yep. So you see them all around resort.
And I don't even think they have hundreds
of buses.
I don't
absolutely.
Think
they
so.
Have
so?
At least have hundreds. Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But they do have new buses that debuted recently. They're kind of wrapped with different characters or whatnot, and they are coming out with Wi-Fi on the buses as well. Which
Wi-Fi
is nice.
And the newer ones also have
Wi-Fi.
Withy. The newer ones also have USB charging where you can charge your phone on the bus and stuff, or whatever you've got, phone or iPad, anything like that. So,
which is really nice because you do spend some time in the buses. I mean, it depends on where you're staying. Like Animal Kingdom Lodge, if you are wanting to go to Magic Kingdom, it's going to take you 15, 20 minutes.
Well, and that's what we say too. If you're going to rely on the buses, just plan for it in your day. You probably need to add, you know, anywhere from an extra 20 minutes at least when you're using a bus, because you just don't know. It may be quicker.
Well, yeah, and yeah, with buses, you have a little bit of an idea of when your bus is going to arrive at your stop, because you can look at bus times.
They do, but they also get delayed quite often.
Yeah, but what I was saying was you can look at bus times at the actual bus stop, like depot thing, or you can look on your phone.
Yes.
It's also listed there. Yeah. So you'll know when your particular bus for like whatever park you're wanting to or whatever, wherever you want to go is going to arrive. And then you can kind of plan for it that way. But, you know, there's breakdowns. Sometimes it takes a while to load people on. There's a lot of things that factor into it. So you kind of, like Jared said, you kind of have to plan a little bit extra time in that way.
Yeah.
All buses are handicap accessible, so that's a good option if you have that need, which is great. But they're just to keep in mind, this is a detail that sometimes people don't realize or sometimes people forget. There is no bus. You cannot take a bus from Disney Springs to one of the parks.
Correct.
Yes. You can take a park from, or you can take a bus from the parks to Disney Springs after 4 p.m. though.
Yeah. And they do that so people can't do that to get away with not paying to park at the parks.
They would park at Disney Springs and go to the parks.
Well, and also it would eat up all the parking at Disney Springs, which is already scarce enough many times. So that's one of the reasons they do that.
And it's kind of nice too, especially over by Disney Springs area, they have their own dedicated bus lane, which I really like. And I wish they would do that resort wide.
I think eventually they will. I think the one with Disney Springs is a little bit of a test, but it works really well. And so, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we see stuff like that more going forward. But I'm trying to think of anything else about the buses that it just sticks out.
The sticks out that we're going to talk about. There's a dedicated area for the bus stops, obviously. Magic Kingdom is pretty close to the front.
If you want a rope drop, especially Magic Kingdom, and you're taking a bus, I would allot even, you know, we said 20 minutes. I would probably allot closer to at least an hour.
Because of the security.
Well, not only of the buses of getting there, but also you have security once you get there. And many times that will be completely backed up. So, you know, buses, while it is a nice convenience to have and is part of when you stay on Disney property, but you definitely are, you're just at the whims of whatever it's, you know, you don't have any control. I guess you giving up control on that end. And something too that we've noticed is people that come from areas where they use public transit a lot really like the bus system. They say it works really well. It's fine because they're used to that sort of thing. When people come into Disney and they don't use a public transit system, they tend to not like the bus as much.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind. If you're used to a bus system, you probably will be just fine with it. If you're not used to it, you know, you'll see many people standing in line furious. They've been waiting for like 10 minutes for a bus, which is really not even, I think we've waited like 45 minutes for a bus.
I'm pretty sure we waited.
Yeah. It just depends on the resort you're staying at, how I mean, they allot buses for what they view as demand.
Yeah.
So some resorts have way less than others and you know, things like that. So,
and if you, get a bus driver named David Lee. He is Jared's dad. And you could say hi to him and say, hey, we heard you were a bus driver. Thanks for driving.
And if he's a bad driver, that is no reflection upon me. I just want you to know it's...
I don't remember what route he has now, though.
I think it changes.
Okay. It probably does. But yeah. So, yeah, just keep a lookout for him if you are taking a bus.
Yes.
Anything else you want to mention about buses?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
We use them from time to time, but it is probably, it's not the top choice that we would choose many times. We still would choose to rather take our own car most of the time when we're able to, but buses are readily available. So anytime you need them, you can take them, which is nice. Like, especially if we're staying on property and, you know, we're with the kids and you're like, I got to take the kids back. You know, that means I can stay back. One of us can stay back and take a bus back and it's no big deal.
If we're staying off property, it's a little different.
Right, because you have to have a car and all that stuff. Yeah. So that is a nice thing about it is you can kind of split up a little easier, not to worry about getting back to the resort or how and all that stuff.
Yeah. And do keep in mind there is no Disney bus transportation to Good Neighbor hotels or like Bonnet Creek or anything like that. There is bus transportation to this one in Dolphin. Yeah. They're the exceptions. Mm-hmm. So just
and we'll talk about options if you're staying at Good Neighbor hotels, what you can do, but Disney buses don't go there.
Yes. So.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next one we have, which is boats and ferries.
Oh, yeah. So the boats that we're talking about are, what kind of boats are they exactly? I'm just going to call them boats. Is there a specific name?
There's
like
two.
Pontoon?
They have various sizes.
I know. They have different kinds.
I'm not a big boatsman. Boatsman. I don't know if that's a word or not. I would assume one of them would be like a pontoon type, but they have a smaller type and then a bigger one that can fit like probably like 100 people or something like that. And then the smaller ones, you might get 20-some people on there. It just kind of depends.
Okay. So.
And then the ferries obviously can hold a ton.
Yeah. With the boats, you know, depending on where they're taking you, it can be very scenic. There's a lot to look at. It's nice being on the water.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be a little slow. Slow to load, slow to start, slow to get to where you're going in your destination.
Right.
But it's still
I would say when you get to the ticket and transportation center and you're going to Magic Kingdom, sometimes a ferry can be quicker than the monorail.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about, the ferry.
Right. And that's what I'm talking about, the ferry here. It can be quicker. So it just depends on where, what mode you're using. But usually, you know, like the one from Wilderness Lodge, it's a nice scenic ride into Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Yeah. Boats or ferries are available in some capacity at all of the deluxe resorts except Animal Kingdom Lodge. So Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Contemporary, Wilderness Lodge, and Fort Wilderness all have access to Magic Kingdom. Beach Club, Yacht Club, Boardwalk, and Swan and Dolphin have access to Epcot. And then Saratoga Springs, Old Key West, and Port Orleans all have access to Disney Springs. So,
yeah, it's not, like we said, it's not as readily available as the buses, but most of them have it.
Yeah, so and it can be nice to just hop on a boat and... You're right there, especially with like Saratoga Springs being like literally right next to Disney Springs.
Yeah.
This is right there.
Yeah.
You can also take Watercraft between Epcot and Hollywood Studios. So, like, that those friendship boats on Crescent mm-hmm. Lake, you know, they service all the resorts, but you can just go from Epcot to Hollywood Studios instead of, just, like, having to go to a resort and then, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of nice.
Which is nice if you're staying at, like, Boardwalk.
Yeah.
You know, you can go right there. So, which, but those usually have a pretty big line. Unless it's midday.
Depends.
I mean, after park closes at Hollywood mm-hmm. Studios,
and that's just the way of everything.
That's just gonna be the way of everything. But you're gonna be waiting a while. So if it's midday, it's quicker. If it's after park closes, mm-hmm. it's probably even quicker. If you're staying at Boardwalk, walking would probably be quicker than waiting for the boats.
Sure. The ferry at Magic Kingdom is probably it's the biggest one. The biggest one they have as far as like boat transportation or water transportation, and they can fit. I don't know. 200, 300 people?
Oh,
more
I bet,
than that?
I bet, don't even know. I bet even. At full capacity, you're probably talking, you could probably fit 500 people in there.
Okay.
They're big. I mean, they're okay. double decked. I mean, it's got a bottom and a top. So, yeah, they can fit a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. And they are handicap accessible. The ferry is. The smaller boats, I believe you have to be able to get out of a wheelchair.
Yeah,
but you have to fold it up.
Yeah,
you can't stay in it. But so if that's you know if that's an issue, you have to stay in it. Then you know the ferry is a good option, or even the buses are fine too. So
yeah. Do keep in mind if you're taking the ferry and you have a stroller, people are people. It's sometimes people will cut you off. It gets a little. People get a little, especially if you're going like to Magic Kingdom, because people have all this excitement about wanting to get into the park and they're pushing and they're. So if you have a stroller, I've found it for me is to set back a little bit and be a little patient because I just don't want to get worked up with some, you know, knucklehead that clips my heels. And that's a nice way of saying certain things. so just keep in mind when you're doing that because it's kind of like this mass push, and especially if you got kids and strollers. So. Mm-hmm. Just keep that in mind when you're doing that. Just something I've learned in my journeys.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Anything else about boats or monorail? Or boats? Boats or ferries?
I don't think so.
Do you enjoy taking the boats and ferries?
I do. I really do.
I enjoy the bigger boats. I don't really like the smaller boats much.
Do you feel like more vulnerable in a smaller
boat? It's just one of those things. I don't feel as like you feel the waves a little bit more. The ferry I'm fine on, and the bigger like pontoon type friendship boats I'm fine with, but those smaller like almost personal craft size ones I'm like,
okay.
I'm not huge on boats in general though. So
no, he's not.
Let's see here. Okay, let's move over to monorail.
Monorails.
Which is supposed to be a high-class, high-tech mode of transportation around Disney World. So,
they are 30 years old at this point and falling apart. No, I don't want to be negative about them. So, monorails are basically like highway in the sky kind of thing.
Probably the most iconic method of transportation that when you think of like Disney World or Disneyland.
Yes, and they can be convenient when they are not, you know, haven't broke down or stopped for a long period of time. They're just older. They just need to be. We just need to do a new fleet, if you will.
Well, just needs it bad. Yeah, they're supposed to last 20 years. Bombardier.
Is that it?
Bombardier is the company that makes monorails. They make. They're really the only one I think that really makes them.
I'm pretty sure it's Bombardier.
Whatever, Bombardier. Anyways, but I think the shelf life on them is supposed to be 20 years, and Disney's is pushing close to 30.
It is 30.
Okay, 30. Mm-hmm, so. Yeah. There's been rumors out there for a while that they're going to be updated. At some point, they will be, but it just we just don't know when. But
Well, basically, with the monorail, there are stops at Transportation and Ticket Center, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Magic Kingdom, Contemporary, and then Epcot.
That would cover it, yes.
So that would cover all of them. So Grand Floridian, so the monorail resorts, what they're called, is Grand Floridian, Poly, and Contemporary. Transportation Ticket Center is the monorail hub, I guess, which is a place where you can change monorails, you can get on buses, you can take the ferry, you can find your car. But that's where you would get off one, get on the other if you're going to like Epcot or switching. You know, that's the hub.
It's where they hang out.
That's where they hang out. Mm-hmm. Monorail has three lines from the TTC. There is a resort line, which makes stops at all of the monorail resorts. So it goes TTC, Polynesian, Grand Floridian, Magic Kingdom, Contemporary, and back to TTC. Then there's the direct line to Magic Kingdom, and that's TTC, Magic Kingdom, back to TTC. And then there's the Epcot line, which is TTC to Epcot to TTC. Yes.
Makes sense.
Makes sense. So, like, if you're on a monorail resort, and let's say you're at the Contemporary, and you want to get to Epcot, you have to take a monorail from Contemporary to TTC, then get off of that monorail and get onto the Epcot monorail to take you to the park, and then vice versa.
That's correct.
That is correct. Sometimes they don't run the Magic Kingdom monorail, the direct line. They just do the resort one, just depending on staffing, I'm guessing, and how busy the parks are.
Or they just break down.
Or they just break down.
I mean, that, yeah.
Yeah.
And sometimes the monorails are down, and when that does happen, that means there will be a bigger demand on the buses.
Correct. Or the boat.
And so yeah, that's something to keep in mind. If we were at Polynesian, this is back in August, and the monorail was down, and the boat lines were really long, and the boats don't, they're not meant to run a lot of people through them. So it took almost like an hour. Even though if you looked at that line, you would have been like, well, that won't take that long. But each boat, they had to bring in the bigger boats because mm-hmm. each of those little boats don't hold that many people.
Right.
And it's not like as soon as they leave, another one shows up. It takes sometimes, you right. know, 10 minutes in between. So that's something to keep yeah. in mind about the monorails. They're not always yeah. the most reliable because sometimes they'll just be down.
A good thing about the monorails, though, if you're staying at or you are just visiting a resort on the monorail line, is that they do security badge checks right before you get onto the monorail. So once you get to Magic Kingdom, and now once you get to Epcot,
which didn't used to be the case,
you don't have to go through security. You've already done it, and that's it's fine.
Which is a big advantage.
That's a big advantage. So that's something to think about if you hate going through the bag check. It's much faster at the resorts.
Yeah, and if you want to do, and the monorails are nice too. If you want to like resort hop and check, especially around the holidays, you want to check yeah. out, you know, Grand Floridian, Polynesian, Contemporary. Just know that when you go in there and you get back on, you're going to have to go through bag check each time.
But it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. It's really fast.
Unless you did a lot of shopping.
True.
If you have a lot of things with, it depends on what you have with you. If you just have you, and like when we go, we've got strollers and kids and cameras and blah, blah, blah. So it can be a little bit of a nuisance. But if it's just you and yourself, yeah. you know, you've got a couple of things, not that big a deal.
Well, and I would really like to try doing some type of monorail crawl. I've never done it before. Like, actually staying at one of the monorail resorts and just going around and just, you know, getting a drink or something to eat from each one.
Yeah.
And then coming back to your hotel. Well, that way you don't have to, like, worry about getting back to your car or, like, you know, if you've had too much to drink, you know. You
correct.
Don't have to worry about that.
That is correct.
So, yeah, that's just something to think about. But that's kind of a fun thing they have is the monorail crawl.
Yeah.
So, it can fit a good amount of people in each train. What would you say?
Ugh, I'm so bad at this.
I'm so bad at this too.
I mean, on the benches themselves, you're probably talking, you probably get six people, seven people across, depending on the size of people.
No, I'm going to say more like five.
Okay. Five again, on it depends. Side. It would depend on the size.
So maybe like 15.
And then you got standing in the middle. So you're probably talking, you could fit, you know, 15, 20 people in a train.
Maybe.
It'd be a little cramped.
A little compartment.
Yeah.
And each train has how many of those?
Oh, I don't even
Eight?
Know. I think so.
Okay. So over 100 per car or whatever you however yeah. you
I was out. Told there would be no math.
Sorry. I'm just trying to give people an idea of how many people could fit.
I didn't bring my Texas Instruments calculator with me. I don't have it.
Anyway, I
can't do charts on it.
I enjoy the monorail, and then they, you know, again, they need to be replaced, and they're kind of smelly.
Well, they have been revamped. I know the Silver Line got sort of, they redid the interior a little bit. They, like,
the
cleaned
green
it up.
Line,
so I think they're starting to do that, which I don't know if I like, because that means they're not going to replace the fleet, probably. So, yeah. But hopefully they at least clean it up, because some
exactly.
of them are a little dirtier than others.
Exactly.
And it's not the most magical mode when you're in those. You're like, did someone pee on that? And you're like, I don't know. I don't think so, but who knows? But yeah.
What was I going to say? It's still kind of like a sleek way to get to the parks, though. People still love to
it. Is really
monorails.
Cool. And the one that goes through Epcot, like, you're in the theme park.
Yes,
like,
that
is a very cool part. Like, you're taking the monorail inside the park. I mean, it still has really cool views that you can't get anywhere else. Like, the view going into Magic Kingdom at night is always really cool, even in the daytime. But it's just sometimes, you know, they have their issues from time to time. It seems like it always happened in spurts. they'll break down, like you'll have four or five breakdowns within a couple of weeks, and then they'll be fine for a while, yeah. And then you'll have a few more happen. So,
and that recorded announcement, please stand clear of the doors.
Yes,
and in Spanish, that's like iconic. If you're a Disney
person, it's been noticed by people.
Oh, they have not changed. They've kept that the whole like
yeah.
They haven't re-recorded it or anything. Maybe they did once and people got mad. they brought it back.
Rioted on the monorail. Yeah. And they lit it on fire. I don't. Yeah. I just made that up. Anything else you want to add about the monorails?
Just that, you know, unless you specifically go to the TTC, like parking your car, or you're going to Epcot from there, or you stay on the monorail resorts, you may not even use the monorail.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not for everybody.
Like, you may want to, just to go out of your way to use it, but not everybody's going to be, it's not going to be the most convenient mode for many people, even if you're staying on Disney property.
Correct. So.
All right, well, let's move on to the newest mode, and probably one of the more, I don't want to say controversial, but the one where people are mixed feelings about, would be the gondolas.
This Disney Skyliner.
Yeah, so what is, tell us about the Skyliner.
Okay, this is Disney's newest transportation option that opened at the end of September.
But wait, there's more. Oh, sorry.
Again, I refer to it as, you know, monorails like highway in the sky. This is kind of like buckets in the sky, kind of.
Sexy. That's how you brand right there. What are we calling this thing? Buckets in the sky. It's like, are you sure? Yep, it'll sell.
If you're unfamiliar with a gondola, it kind of is like a ski lift. Like an enclosed ski lift, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're probably closer to a lot of mountain places use these similar things. Because you're not, like, ski lift implies that you're, like, dangling your feet.
Like it's an enclosed.
Right, right. It's similar, yeah. Okay.
And there are stops at four different places. You've got Epcot. You got Hollywood Studios. You've got Caribbean Beach. You've got Pop Century and Art of Animation. And I just remember another one, and you got one at Riviera, even though Riviera is not open yet.
When it opens.
I think they're actually using it already. It's just the hotel itself is not open. So I guess there's five stops. Caribbean Beach one is the hub. So that is the one where you can basically direct yourself to go to whatever park you're going. So like if you're coming from, let's say you get on the gondolas at Epcot, it'll take you to kind of filter you through and take you to Caribbean Beach. And then if you want to go to Hollywood Studios, then you can get on there to go to Hollywood Studios.
Yeah.
Hollywood Studios goes from there to Caribbean Beach, and then you can go to like Pop Century, or you can go to Riviera, or you can go back to Epcot. But that's the one, that's like the central place to direct you to either go to the resorts or the parks. But it services Epcot and Hollywood Studios specifically.
Yeah, you know, I say the people have mixed feelings about these, and I'm one that it's not when these things run. And much like buses, like when these things run, they're really efficient, they're fine. But when and if they break down, you could be stranded for, you know, some people have been stranded for as little as a couple of minutes to a couple of hours, or maybe an hour. Worst case scenario, you're talking 3 to 5 hours. And again, we're not saying this to scare you, to fearmonger. It's just something to keep in mind that you should be aware of, that is a potential. Chances are you can take it and you're going to be just fine. But, you know, when we found out when it was open for a week and they had a breakdown because they had an issue that happened, there were people that were stranded for some people as many, I think I read as 4 or 5 hours they were stranded.
Oh, my gosh.
So because to get people down, it requires the fire department to come and essentially use the fire ladder in some cases to come get you. So
yeah,
just putting that out there, keep that in mind. But when they run efficiently, you can, you know, probably get to where you need to go very quickly with some cool views. But
yeah,
that's just some, well, you know, we haven't had any issues since that first week it opened. Other small ones, there's been small ones here and there, but none of the major ones. So
yeah, thank goodness.
Yeah, just want to put that out there. Yeah. So let people know about it. But
and the views, you know, I've seen video and I have not been on these yet, but the views are amazing.
They're cool.
It's
yeah.
a great ride.
Yeah, and they're handicap accessible. Mm-hmm. So, you yes. know, strollers, handicaps, whatever like that. Yes. Which personally for us, you know, we're not going to take our small kids on it.
At least not yet,
because if we were to get stranded, I can't imagine a worse scenario than, you know, a 4 or 6 month old baby and a toddler being stranded, you know, up in the sky.
Yeah.
It's bad enough being an adult, but that's not a situation I'd like to just plop ourselves into with little kids. So for us, that's what we're choosing to do probably. But again, yeah. Just and not to fearmonger, just, you know, putting that out there as a potential. So
and the stops are kind of cool too, because like at Caribbean Beach, there's a Joffrey's like right out there.
Yeah.
Like and the stops are really nice.
They're very well themed. They're nice. They look great. For sure. I mean, they're brand new.
And as far as how long it takes to get to the parks, I think from if you were to take Epcot to Caribbean Beach and then to Hollywood Studios, for example, I think it's 15 minutes-ish.
Yeah.
Caribbean Beach to Hollywood Studios, just that one, like if you're staying at Caribbean Beach, I think is like less than 5 minutes. Like it's really quick. So, you know, I think the average time is around 15 minutes, depending on where you're going or coming from.
Yeah.
So, not too bad. Not too bad.
Yep. All right. Well, let's move on to... And I just want to add about gondolas.
Just that the buckets, I don't know what they're called. The actual gondolas themselves are wrapped with, like, Disney characters.
Yeah.
Like, fun Disney characters or themes from movies or whatever. And so, they're kind of pretty. It's kind of cool to see them. And they're not loud. They're pretty quiet.
Yeah. They're not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the minivans, which is other than the gondolas, the newest one. So it's the second newest mode that you can get at Disney.
Yeah.
But this one is not complimentary.
Correct. There is a cost with the minivans, but these are, they're not actually vans. They're like SUVs, right?
They're not minivans. They're called minivans because they're mini as in Minnie Mouse, mm-hmm. and I believe that's a nice play on words, but they're actually not vans.
Yes, they're like, they kind of look like vans, but they're like SUVs.
They're essentially SUVs.
They're available per request on the Lyft app, and that is basically, I mean, I think do you have to set it up with someone still, or can you just, that was at first.
You had to have somebody set it up. I believe now it's just, you can do it on your own, I believe.
Okay.
But we're not at Disney currently, so I can't tell you.
Right.
But yeah, that's currently how it is.
Yeah. Right now it's $15 base fee plus the cost per mile. So no matter where you are.
And what's the cost per mile?
It varies. It's been going up, it's going down. Depends on, I think it depends on where you are as well.
Yeah.
So, but you got to think, like, let's say you want to take a minivan from the farthest locations to the farthest locations, from Magic Kingdom to Animal Kingdom Lodge. I mean, it's going to cost you 40, 45 bucks.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not cheap by any means.
When they first did this, it was a flat rate of what, 30?
25.
So yeah, the cost, so it's $15 base fee, and then per mile, it's anywhere from $2.75 to $3 per mile. So if you're going to use it, know your mileage.
Yeah.
To figure out the pricing, because like I said, it could be closer to 40, or it could be closer. I think the cheapest you'd probably be able to do would be in the $20 range.
Yeah, and that's, and it wouldn't be going very far.
Yeah.
It's available resort wide and to some Good Neighbor hotels like Bonnet Creek, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They are now offering that service to the guests there. It can fit up to 6 people and comes with 2 convertible car seats if you need them.
Which is a big advantage.
This is a huge deal because like Uber and Lyft, they offer those ride, they offer car seats with some of their programs.
I think it must be XL.
Yeah, but it's way more expensive, and it's more rare to find a driver that has those.
Yeah.
With this, you know that they all have convertible car seats. So if you have 2 little kids, you know, or one or whatever, you know that you'll be taken care of.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
The drivers are cast members, so they know their way around property. They know where they're going. I've heard that the cast members are actually very, very nice to talk to. Like you have a better experience with the drivers on average than you would with a Lyft or an Uber driver.
Yeah. And this isn't, if anybody listening is an Uber or Lyft driver, I'm sure you're a fantastic driver.
No. I'm just saying in general.
Well, no. But I'm sure you yourself are a fantastic driver. I'm just saying it can be a little iffy at times. I've had a few drivers down at Disney where, it could have been better. I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things that you're paying for almost an experience, and that it's a nice mode of transportation. And when you have kids, I've had some Lyft and Uber drivers where I'm just like, get me out of the car, driving like a maniac. Whereas, yeah, you know, probably more than likely the minivan drivers are going to drive a little bit more responsibly with your precious cargo that you have. So
exactly,
that's something to keep in mind.
And what's nice about the minivans is that they can take you, they can pick you up and drop you off very close to the front of the parks.
Yes.
Where other Lyft and Uber drivers cannot.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a lot of access, especially Magic Kingdom. They goes right up to the front by the buses.
Yeah.
Whereas if you're a Lyft or Uber, you have to drop them off at TTC.
Yep.
Which is not convenient. So
no.
You can also take a minivan to and from the airport for a fee.
What's that fee, Jamie?
$150 each way. That's steep.
It's
but
steep.
Again, it's premium
you're
service.
Paying for, yeah, you're paying mm-hmm. for premium service, for convenience, because obviously you'd be thinking, well, the Magical Express is there, but this will take you directly. I mean, if you're one of those people who wants to go straight to a park after you land, this would be one of the ways you could do it.
Exactly.
You know, obviously exactly. Lyft and Uber do it as well, but if you're wanting the Disney experience of that, then they yeah. have that as an option.
What I will say is, you know, you can take minivans anytime you want. If you just feel like taking a minivan, or the buses are too crowded, or it's just a really busy night, you're just like, oh, I am not waiting for a bus. Call a minivan and just take it to your resort back from there. Of course, you know, you're going to pay for it, but it is an option.
Yeah.
It is also a good choice if you're needing to go from one resort to another.
Without having to mess with the parking stuff.
Yes. Yeah. What I mean by that is, and I'm going to think of a good example is Fort Wilderness. So let's say you are staying at, Caribbean Beach. Okay. Let's say you're staying at Caribbean Beach and you have reservations for the Hoop-Dee-Doo review.
Ooh, okay. Are we going?
Yeah, I would love to.
Oh, sorry.
So if you want to get to, from Caribbean Beach to Fort Wilderness, you can, I mean, of course, you can take a Lyft or Uber. That's always an option. But if you want to take Disney transportation, the best way to do that is you'd have to take a bus, or I guess you could take a you have to take a bus from Caribbean Beach to Magic Kingdom. And then from Magic Kingdom, take a boat to Fort Wilderness.
Yes.
Which would probably be the easiest way to get there. So it's just like two different modes of transportation. It's just time consuming. With a minivan, you could call a minivan and they'll just take you directly to the resort.
Yeah.
So
you're paying for, yeah. I mean, essentially when, you know, if you don't want to take the extra time, you're paying for the time save.
Exactly.
Basically.
Exactly. So, and there's a bunch of other scenarios like that I could talk about, but that's just an example of how it's convenient.
And I don't know this to be fact, but I know sometimes, you know, you can take a Lyft or an Uber. Let's say you didn't have reservations. You want to go to like Trader Sam's, a Polynesian. Okay, you take an Uber Lyft over there. More than likely, they're probably going to let you if you don't have a reservation. But I think if you're taking a minivan, they're going to let you for sure.
Yeah.
And that's one of those things where either way, you probably still could. But if you want to make sure it wouldn't be an issue at all, because they limit the amount of people that can just come in a lot of times. But
yeah,
usually, yeah, depending on how busy it is, but that's just something to keep in mind. That's just kind of a guess I would have them. My end a little bit.
Okay.
But all right, anything else you want to add about minivans?
I don't think so. I mean, they're cute. They look cute. They're red with white polka dots.
You do get free water. They give you water.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's something to keep in mind. Yeah. Well, and the next one we have is very similar to the minivans. It's Lyft or Uber,
yes.
Which is basically the exact same thing that minivans are, except they're not as expensive as minivans.
Mm-hmm.
But your drivers,
you're not sure what you're getting.
Right. I've had a Lyft driver that was a cast member that was just doing it for some extra money.
Mm-hmm.
She was awesome, and she was really awesome to talk to. And I've had Lyft and Uber drivers that didn't speak English and
yep.
got lost.
Yep.
And you can, yeah, I mean, you run the risk of your quality of service is going to vary.
Correct. I mean, it's a good option if you do want to do the, you know, get picked up, but don't want to spend the money for a minivan. I mean, if you're really, you're pinching pennies and you don't want to spend the minivan money, this is an option.
And I will put this out there. And again, this is not a fearmonger thing. This is just being practical. If you were a single lady by yourself, or a lady by yourself, and you wanted to take mode of transportation, or that, yeah, you could do that. You know, taking a minivan, I believe it'd probably be safe. There have been some issues with Lyft and Uber drivers of things happening. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't use it much, but I have heard some things. You know, you're going to be better off taking a minivan. It's going to be, I would assume, safer. They vet those people a lot more versus if you're worried about it, like a Lyft or Uber. Now, both kids, I'm sure both scenarios are fine. It's just if you're worried about that, like for instance, for you, I would much have, if you were by yourself, I would be like, why don't you just take a minivan?
Yeah.
You know, and it's not accusing anybody of anything, but it's just that peace of mind.
Yeah.
So that's just something I just wanted to mention. Put out there, but that's, you know, I would you know, if it was me and you were by yourself down there, I would probably want you to do that.
Okay. That's basically all I wanted to say about Lyft or Uber. There's, I mean, everyone kind of knows what that is,
and yeah,
it's still available resort wide, but it's available everywhere,
right?
The only thing with Lyft and Uber is that you can't, like I said, with minivans, there's a lot more, I guess, red tape around Lyft and Uber because you have to drop off and pick up at certain places that minivans right. can go and you can't. So, like, it's sometimes it's farther away or it's not as convenient, it's harder to get yeah. to.
Well, and just give you a price difference. I mean, there's many places on property where you can take a Lyft or an Uber for $7 before tip versus the minimum you're going to pay. And a minivan is probably at least, well, you're probably 20, at least yeah. 20. So, that's just something to keep in mind. It can be, if you're planning on using Lyft, you know, ride services quite a bit, it can save you a lot of money using Lyft and Uber.
Mm-hmm.
So just keep that in mind. It is much cheaper, but the experience is just going to be different.
Correct.
So, all right. Well, let's move on to the next car mode, which would be getting your own rental car, which is an option if you choose to do this.
Yes.
Obviously, this would apply if you drove yourself.
Yes.
If you're staying in. So,
yeah. If you're renting a car, you can do this at the airport at MCO, or even if you're flying in from Sanford or Tampa, or you can do it on Disney property at the car care center. There's a bunch of places you can choose. The ease of having your own car at the end of the day is kind of nice, I would say. I mean, like for us, we really like
this. That is our preferred way of yes. just having our own car.
But it can be hard to get to your car some nights because you have to take the tram sometimes, or you have to walk, and it's quite a bit of a walk. And getting out of the lot can be hard depending on what time, because if it's at the end of the night or, you know, it's really, really busy, yeah, it can be difficult. That's
yeah.
the only thing.
Yeah.
The resorts do charge you for parking per night if you're a guest. Right now, it's $13 for value, $19 for moderate, and $24 for deluxe. If you made any bookings after June 18th of this year for 2020, the price has gone up to $15 for a value, $20 for a moderate, and $25 for a deluxe. So just keep that in mind if you are...
And that's each night.
That's each night. So if you are staying four nights at a deluxe, you're going to pay $100 for parking.
But you pay for parking in the resorts, you don't have to pay for parking at the parks.
Correct.
So that is the trade-off you would have.
Well, you never had to if you were a guest.
I understand. To be but fair. I'm just saying. Well, they just started charging for parking at the resorts last yeah. year. So,
yeah. And again, like you're saying, if you weren't staying on property, it's $25 per day to park at Ticket and Transportation Center or the parks. But since you're a guest, you don't have to. But yeah.
Yeah.
What you were saying. And there's also valet for $33.
There's that. Yeah.
There's that.
yeah. You know, we like having the flexibility of just having our own car. Again, at the end of the day, it's you can use different things, but like the buses are always cramped, you know, things like that. So it's just personal choice. At the end of the day, even if I'm waiting longer in traffic, I like having my own space, like being able to
yes.
listen to the radio and have air conditioning and like just be able to like Jamie and I talk.
I don't know if you noticed, but Jared likes to be in control of his situation, and driving gives him that control.
I don't know what you're talking about. I will put a caveat in just renting a car in general in case people are not aware. Most places, so if you have a flight, like you're flying into an airport and you want to rent a car, if it's attached to a flight number, you can use a debit card.
Oh, yeah, we've learned this the
if
hard way.
You do not have a flight number or you're not, you know, what anything like that, most rental car places will require a credit card. So you can't use a debit card. So that's something to keep in mind if you're a person that does want to use credit cards.
Which we don't typically use credit cards.
We don't typically, and we ran into this a couple of months ago, and it was we found a place in town, but yeah, it was just one of those things. So just keep that in mind. If you're, yeah. you know, let's say you're just on property and you decide to rent a car out of nowhere, you're probably going to use a credit card. So
correct.
Just keep that one in mind. So
yeah.
All right, the next one we will talk about, and the last one we will talk about, is the Magical Express. Okay. What is the Magical Express, Jamie?
All right. Magical Express is Disney's basically solution to get you to and from the airport. It is free, and it is offered when you're staying on site, and it's available 24 hours a day.
I will say, though, the people that run that late shift, not as cheery.
Well,
not,
I wouldn't be
either. They're not bad. It's just when you come in, the last time I flew and I got in at midnight.
Oh, you know, they had been working for a while, though.
Well, and it's, I think it's just night shift. So, you know, if you come into Disney, you know, if you come into the MCO at like noon, you're going to get like, welcome to Disney World. And, right. You know, you get there at midnight, they're like, welcome to Disney World.
Right.
Again, it's not bad. It's just different.
You can call or reserve your spot online for your trip. This cannot be scheduled like as you arrive to the airport.
It can be scheduled on your way to your flight, because I have done that because I've forgotten to do it before.
Okay. They recommend that you do it 10 days out.
They do. If you do forget, they will accommodate you.
Nice. They're not, they don't have to.
They don't have to.
But they can. Yeah. Yes. Disney's going to send you some yellow luggage tags to attach to your checked baggage a few weeks before your arrival flight. Then Disney will pick up any checked bags with these tags and take them to your hotel. You don't have to grab your bags out, off of the corral. You can just go straight from getting off the plane into the Disney terminal
yep.
area.
Mm-hmm.
However, if your flight doesn't land until after 10 p.m., they will not grab your bags. You have to go get them yourself.
Yeah, and there's something about this. While this can be convenient, how to put this nicely? No, it's not mean. Luggage service, bell services at Disney resorts is hit or miss.
Yes.
Sometimes they're really great. Sometimes you may not get your luggage for 5 hours. It just...
Yeah. They say an average of 4 hours after your flight.
You'll right. So if you're need, if you have things in your luggage you need,
yes.
and you can't wait, just take your own back.
That is an option. You don't have to wait. You can take them anytime.
Yes. We always choose to just take our own back
yeah.
when we do this.
So if you do that, don't put the tags on because
right.
they might
or
get
they
them
will
before
grab
you do.
It. Yes. yeah. So just keep that in mind. If you want to do this, just ideally you'd be like, I've got stuff in my carry-on I need. If my when my bag show up, it's fine. And you know, you do run the risk of it. You know, getting misplaced.
Yes.
Anytime, you know, I always have this adage about like simplicity. Like in, yes. anytime things touch more hands, there's a chance that things could
correct.
Go missing.
Correct.
So just keep that in mind. Now, I'm sure percentage wise, it doesn't happen much, but I'm sure it does happen sometimes. So.
And I know the convenience of that is a lot of people want to go from the hotel, like, and just don't, they don't want to have to deal with their bags at all. They just want to go straight to the park.
Well,
or whatever.
It's like, yeah.
And that's very convenient.
Right. You land. It's like, I'm ready for my vacation. Yeah. I don't have to worry about my bag. I'm going straight to the Disney terminal.
Yeah.
And I'm getting on the Magical Express.
For us, we might do that if it was just us.
Well, usually for us, we just have a carry on.
Well, then in that case, we'd have to take it with us.
Right.
Yeah, okay, I see. But for, you know, if you have little kids like we do, we really need our luggage. So we always
what do you mean?
Grab it.
Kids are so simplistic.
They never have anything extra. No.
For tiny humans, they have so much stuff they need.
The Magical Express check-in area is in Terminal B, Level 1, at Orlando International Airport.
Follow the signs.
There are literally signs everywhere, so you can't miss it.
People still get mixed up. If you follow the signs, you will get there.
Yes. You can check in using your Magic Band. You can also use, like, if you bring in the... Like, you have vouchers printed out to you that you yeah. can use as well, but Magic Band's the easiest.
If you don't have any of that, they can print it out there on site yes. for you, too.
And you are filtered into different lines, depending on what resort you're staying at. You can scan your bag, you scan your band again once you get to the top of the line, and then they filter you into or assign you to a bus, basically. And if you've got bags, you know, they'll take them and put them on the bottom of the bus, and then you just go sit and you wait until you leave.
Yeah.
Basically. You know, we've waited as you know, as less as 5 or 10 minutes to as much as 45, maybe 50 minutes.
No, well, they wait till they have, that's why
they want a full bus.
Right. Well, and that's why they, not necessarily full, but whatever they have on their itinerary of whoever made reservations get in, you know, on the Magical Express, they're going to wait for them. You know, or try and mm-hmm. wait for them. So,
yeah,
like when I got at midnight, it was me and one other lady. And if we went, well, I was on for like 5 minutes and we left. So they weren't expecting anybody else.
Yeah.
So okay. it just depends on when you're coming in, how busy it is, you know.
Your bus will make multiple stops at resorts to drop off guests, and you could be at the beginning of that list or the end. So you may be the first stop or the last. You never know.
It's the same way when you're leaving too.
Exactly. So your journey from the airport is going to take, you know, it's about 40-ish minutes from the airport to Disney property, plus the time it takes to drop off the guests. So they say, you know, they say give you anywhere between an hour and a half, 2 hours once you land to get to your resort. So yeah. don't book any ADRs or fast passes before that, because you're just running the risk of missing it because of, you know, how long it takes to get to your resort.
Yeah.
But there's also, there's videos you can watch on the bus.
They've updated the video recently. It's not bad.
Kind of recently.
Well, it's newer than it was. Yeah. Well, something to keep in mind too. So the Magical Express is actually a Mears thing. They're not, the drivers are not Disney drivers. So keep that in mind. Most of those drivers are awesome. If you have a bad experience, they're not, they're contracted by Disney to do this. So
yeah,
it's not the cast members when they check you in, those are cast members, but the drivers themselves are not. So, right. And it's usually good if you're, if they're going to carry your bags, you know, have a couple of bucks to tip them typically.
Yeah.
Even though I hate tipping, but I get it.
I was going to say, yeah, the tipping thing.
It's not that I don't like to get people. It's a societal thing. I'll talk about it around the corner one day. But anyways.
So let's say you get on Magical Express. The Disney's going to get your bags for you. You get to your resort. You check in everything. Go to the parks. You come back and your bags should be waiting for you if it's, you know, a couple hours later.
Looks should great. Be.
Should be there. When you leave for your departing flight, Disney, the cast members will slip a little envelope under your door the day before you leave that gives your information about your departing flight and what time you need to report back to take the Magical Express back to the airport. For domestic flights, it is, you need to be downstairs. Well, you need to be at the bus depot at 3 hours before your flight, typically. For international flights, it's 4 hours.
Now, we'll say this much. When it is busy, though, sometimes they'll do 4 hours for domestic. We've had that happen
busy,
at Christmas
busy
time.
Times like Christmas. Yeah, sometimes
so
they do.
Here's a caveat to that. If, you know, you want to use Magical, just because you use the Magical Express to get to Disney does not mean you have to use it when you return.
Yes, you can do two different, or you can do separate
So ones. If you don't think, and again, Disney does this because they don't want the liability of you missing your flight. So they're going to get you there way early, so they're not going to be held responsible. So if you do want to take that risk, and you're like, you know what? I want more time in the park, or I want to do something else. I don't think I need. I think I can get there an hour and a half before my flight and be fine. Then you can take an Uber or something else to get more of that time. Right. That's a call on your end. If you miss your flight, it is all on you though.
Right.
Just keep that in mind. That's something. Just because you use it one way, you don't have to use it the other.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Good point. You will have to give that piece of paper that you got under your door. You'll have to give that to the bus driver in order to get on the bus.
It's like your ticket.
If you don't have that, they will not let you on. So if you don't have it, or you forgot in the room, or you misplaced it, you can go to the front desk and they'll get you another one. But just remember, you have to have that.
Yeah. Something to keep in mind of Magical Express, and I know some people have said that this works and they do this, but if you're wanting to, as soon as you, I put it this way. Some people will do the tag thing for Magical Express.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to mention this. Okay.
So assuming what they want or what they're trying to do is the Magical Express and Disney will take your luggage to the resort for you. You then take an Uber or a Lyft or a minivan or whatever, and you go like straight to a theme park. And then your luggage is waiting for you at your resort is what people would like to do. Now, I've heard some people say they do have done this and it works.
But I've heard some people say they tried and they couldn't.
Yes. I think Disney probably is going to clamp down on this because the last thing they want is a bunch of luggage going somewhere without people and mm-hmm. then abusing the system. So
yeah, the whole point is to keep your luggage, you with know, you. As close. Like they want to know that your luggage is here and so are you. So if your luggage is here at the airport, but you have gone away, like, okay, are you still here? Like what's happening? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a gray area. I wouldn't try it, though.
We've never tried it. I don't really want to risk trying it. There are people that said they have done it. Like I said, we heard both ways. Some people say they've tried it and it worked. Some people said they tried it and it didn't work. And then you're left with a really big headache on your vacation. Yeah. So
another thing also is I haven't tried this and I don't think this will work either, but some people want to maybe check out a different resort when they first arrive other than their own. So like if Disney was picking up their bags and they went to Magical Express, instead of like getting off at like, you know, Polynesian to go to a resort, maybe you want to check out Contemporary first. You are really not allowed to get off the bus.
You could. There's really nothing they could do.
I mean,
you would just have to figure out a way to get back over to Polynesian. There's really no way they could stop you from doing it.
Right. I mean, you just take the monorail. But
right. Well, yeah.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, they don't like to do that. And
no, they don't.
It's iffy, but.
Depends on the bus driver. They may remember. They may not. When you get off, they're normally not checking.
When you get off?
Yeah. They're not looking at the paper slip saying if you're going to the resort you said you're going to.
Okay. I guess I haven't noticed that.
At least that I've noticed anyways. But anyways, we wouldn't recommend trying it if you don't. Whatever. If you want to try that, that is completely on you. But we're just mentioning some things people talk about. We don't endorse them and say you should do them, but they're there.
And the last thing I'll say about Magical Express is that you are able to check in for your flight at the resort and you can check your bags in there too. So you don't have to take them onto the bus with you.
Yeah.
They just go to the airport before you, and you have to do this before noon, though. It has to be checked in before noon in order to use this system. But other than that, yeah, you can just get on the bus, and your bags are waiting for you at your arrival airport. So,
mm-hmm. And we've used this before, and it works. It works well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I personally have. I know some people don't like using Magical Express. They for whatever reason. I've always fairly enjoyed it. It's kind of a nice thing when you're flying in. It's almost like the start to your trip almost.
It's kind of exciting. Yeah. And people call it Tragical Express whenever they leave.
The Tragic Express. You know, we've usually been one of the first stops though. Mm-hmm. So we've been lucky in that sense. We haven't had to wait on a lot of stops, but
right.
I mean, they're nice buses. It's not a bad ride. You get to watch Disney videos. They've got USB ports to plug in stuff. The seats are comfortable. So it's not a bad ride, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah. Real quick, I know your least favorite is either gondolas or bus, right?
Well, I haven't tried the gondolas, but yeah.
What's your favorite car?
Honestly, my favorite is monorails when it's working. It is really cool and it's fun. It's so unique, but it's just they're not always the most reliable. So
yeah.
In a nutshell, if they're all working and everything was even, I would say monorail.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you?
Buses are my least favorite. I don't really care for them.
I mean, especially like at a value. Here's the thing too. When you're saying at a value, values have more people. The buses are going to be more crowded. So if you're wanting to rope drop, I mean, you're talking about if you've ever been at like Pop Century or any of the all-star resorts and you see that Magic Kingdom line first thing in the morning, it's going to be a lot of people deep. If you're staying at a deluxe, it's not as crowded. There's not as many people staying at a deluxe. And especially let's say if you're staying at a monorail resort, if you want to take the bus, most people are going to take the monorail anyway. So it depends on where you're staying, the time you're going, all that stuff like that. But generally speaking, I don't care for the buses that much.
We actually took a bus from Magic Kingdom to Wilderness Lodge after the park closed one time.
I forgot my camera.
That's when you forgot.
I got it back. By the way, if you ever lose something at Disney, they sent the camera back. It was like about a month and a half later.
Yeah. But we took a bus and there was nobody on it. And it's because they have a boat that goes from Magic Kingdom to Wilderness Lodge, like we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
But they do also have a bus. So
it has one lane and it's not very deep. And I don't think many people use it. But
not many people use it.
That means you could be waiting quite a while because they're only going to have like one bus running that route probably.
Yeah.
So that's something to keep in mind as well. But,
But anyway, my most favorite, probably the monorails too, just because of how iconic it is, like you said. It's just exciting. And
ideally, we'd be staying at the Polynesian, which means I could just be at the Polynesian.
See, you're thinking on it now. Yeah.
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 I mean, or Grand Floridian, whichever one. Fine by me. But
GF.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, anything else you want to add about any of the transportation options?
No. I will do an additional thing here. You can walk to certain places. we didn't really mention this because it's not really transportation, but like you can walk to Canterbury to Magic Kingdom. Eventually, whenever the walkway's done, you'll be able to walk from, you know, if you want to, the TTC or Poly or Grand Floridian to Magic Kingdom with that new walkway.
Yeah.
You can walk from the Epcot Resorts or Hollywood Studios to Epcot, vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, there's a lot of opportunities that you can walk if you don't want to take any of the transportation. So.
Yeah. And if you are staying at Contemporary, I would highly recommend just walking over to Magic Kingdom if you're going to go there.
You can't. I don't think they have buses, do they?
I doubt it. I think you just straight walk. It's like a 5-minute walk.
Yeah, I think you have to walk.
There would be no reason for you to take a bus.
I mean, I guess you could take a monorail if you really wanted to.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. You could. But yeah, walking, you're just right. And the security line for going to Magic Kingdom on that walkway is much, you're not going to wait hardly nearly
exactly
near as long as you would if you go any other way. So
exactly. Okay, that's it. That's all I got. All
right. Well, if you're planning on rope dropping, you know what would be fantastic for you to use when you rope drop? You probably want some caffeine, right?
Sure.
Then you would probably want Expedition Roasters you can bring with you on your trip.
You should have been like, if you want to ride the monorails, a great accompaniment would be Expedition Roasters. That would have been better.
But that would be implying you'd have to bring coffee with you into the park. That would be a whole thing. I'm talking about like in the room.
Okay.
Coffee in the morning.
Sorry, Jared. Go on.
Yes. Expedition Roasters are our coffee sponsor, and they're fantastic. And if you go to expeditionroasters.com and use the promo code CTM15, you can save 15% off every single order. And they make specialty coffee blends that are Disney themed. They also have some Harry Potter themed and some pop culture themed one as well. But it's really good coffee with light flavoring. They just have their brand new peppermint mocha that came out. They have hot cocoa now, which I've heard nothing but great things about. My favorite is the Prospector's Roast. It's like a cinnamon churro blend. And everything's... It's not overly flavored. It's just flavored enough to give you a little bit of, you know, I've had some coffees where it says this is French vanilla and it tastes like they just dumped a bunch of French vanilla into something. And this is not the case. It's very, very subtly flavored, but the good, you know, aroma and the good taste on the beans comes through. So again, expeditionroasters.com, use the promo code CTM15 and save 15% off every single order you place. So just use it every month for your coffee and you'll be good. So.
Okay.
And that's it. All right. And also be sure to check out ctmshirts.com, all the new shirt designs, the Christmas ones, and we will have some Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. So we might even have, wink, wink, early access to those.
Oh.
If you guys want to join the email list, I think we're going to lease it to the email list first, but you can be up on the sales right before they happen. So.
Okay, mister.
Okay, missus. Isn't it weird there's no plural for Mr., but there is for Mrs.? Not plural, Misters. But like there's Miss and Mrs. The Mr. is just Mr.
Yeah.
How dare they? Okay, that's all I got. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for joining us, and thank you for listening. And as Jamie always likes to say,
we will see you in the parks.
Bye.